broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
There has been some confusion as to whether AARP is supporting or endorsing the president's...
If the private plan provides better, faster...
Just let me finish what I'm going to say, James, please. I know you hate to hear me, but...
Tell you is that Sunday must have been a very slow news day.
Hang in there, honey.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, an overnight news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this show. That means that whether it's a Republican or a Democrat or a conservative or a progressive, we don't care. They better be talking the truth, man. They better be breaking it down the way it ought to be busted down. Otherwise, we got no use for them, and that really is what this show is about, man. As far as I'm concerned, you could take the whole crew of them, and you can roll them over to Niagara Falls, man. Stuff them all in one barrel. Because these people only serve to confuse the hell out of the rank and the file, the unwashed, you and me, with their little political point of view and their political philosophy and their religious liturgy and their... because, you know, politics in this country, as we've said, is like religion. It's just like religion. There's no difference. Hold on to your religion, man. Who cares if the country goes to hell in a handcart? Hold on to your religion. Hold on to your conservative religion, which is as follows. Government can't do anything right. No plan that is floated by the government is going to work, and that's just the way it is. If you're a liberal, if you're a progressive, then every single solitary problem that there is, government needs to jump into the middle of it and solve it by some program, some methodology, something. But you got to get in there. You got to do it. It doesn't matter how good the times are, how flush times may be, how much opportunity there might be at any given time in this country. We just got to stick our big, fat, greasy noses into the middle of everything and solve it now, man. And I mean not just solve it, but solve it in a utopian fashion so that generations to come will look back and just praise the day that our asses were born. And can anybody live this way? No. Can we stand listening to this for much longer? No. Are we on the precipice of a new millennium? Yes. Are we on the edge of a new century? Yes. Do we need new thinking? Yes. Do we need Democrats and Republicans? Probably not. Pain in the ass. That's what they are. Excuse my French.
That ain't French.
It's a... Yeah. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, with you every night where truth is our bitch. WorldNet Daily, out of material award coming up. That's right, WorldNet Daily, out of material. WorldNet Daily, with the birther story. Was Obama now? It's not whether he was born in America. Was it an American state, or was it still a territory when Obama was born in Hawaii? And they're getting this off of his MySpace page. I don't know who's putting Obama's MySpace page up and his Facebook page and his whatever else he's got, his Twitter page. But you might want to get some of these people squared away on when you were born, Mr. President, because they got you born in 1952 on the MySpace page, and WorldNet Daily is claiming, aha, so that's it. 1952, uh-huh. Well, wait a minute, it was a mistake. Oh, a mistake. Sure, it was a mistake. I think his presidency was a mistake, and you people better get all of this stuff. You better get your ducks in a row, man. That is, if you own any ducks, get them in a row, get them into a suit, get them into a tie, and get those ducks lined up, because you guys have got some explaining. So anyway, WorldNet Daily, which, remember, WorldNet Daily, when you want just a fetid, corrosive, stench-ridden cow pie dropped off at your house once a day by way of a website, WorldNet Daily is for you. WorldNet Daily, Daily Coast, MoveOn.org, National Review, they are opinion pieces. These are opinion sites. These are not news sites. I got to keep telling you this. If you're still getting your news, if you listen to this show, you still get your news from blogs. It's time for an MRI, man, from the neck up. Blogs? First of all, 90% of the blogs that are written by people who are doing it part-time. Otherwise, they're out sucking dust out of the air ducts and offices and stuff, or they're delivering milk. I mean, there's nothing against that. A guy can do whatever he wants with his blog, but please take into consideration you're not reading professional journalists. I don't know how many professional journalists are left, but I can tell you there is the right way, there's the left way, there's the true way, and there's my way, baby. which is the true way. So that's what we try to do on this radio show. And my God, every day a new challenge presents itself. Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. So anyway, we're talking about healthcare, and you know, in the first hour, we had two examples of these people with these town hall meetings and their Hitler comparisons. I mean, it was not too long ago that George Bush was Hitler. Now it's Obama that's Hitler. It was George Bush who was the Joker. Now it's Obama that's the Joker. Biden, I understand, is going to be running for president in 2016, which is what vice presidents do, even after the president they served ran for 8 years. And ask Nixon how well that went. Or you can ask Daddy Bush how good that went, Biden. But if you want to run for president, you go right ahead. Have at it, Jack. You ain't going to get elected. Not, that is, unless Obama is the second coming of Ronald Reagan, only with a deep, rich tan. And by that, I mean, is he as good a communicator as Ronald Reagan? Because that's what he's going to need. And let me tell you something right now, Mr. President, with the greatest of respect. Whatever you are able to do as a communicator, all of those great speeches, all of the things that made people fall in love with you, you're going to have to start busting some of that stuff out. If they're going to put you center stage, see, I always felt that what was needed was what became readily evident was a learning curve on this healthcare plan. I know why the president wanted to jam this thing through, because the economy was going to hell in a handcart, and if we could somehow mitigate pressures on the economy, like this 14% of the GDP to healthcare, yada, 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 then maybe we ought to get this thing done sooner rather than later and see if we can't take some pressure off of an economy that's having a very, very difficult time restarting. So I understand that's why he wanted to do it. What he didn't take into consideration were two things. Number one, he didn't take into consideration the fact that the people that voted for him, the people that put him into office, that caller last hour was dancing around it, and he almost hit the bullseye. The people that put President Obama into office, remember what we were saying right after the election? I said that I voted for Obama, but I wouldn't be seen. I'm telling you, I wouldn't be seen at a Clive Davis fundraiser with half of them. I wouldn't be seen around the $1,000 table, man, if they were spotting me to chips with half of these morons, because they got nothing to do with me. I voted for Obama for very specific reasons, not because I saw that video on YouTube with Obama's going to lead us. I wasn't wearing a T-shirt. I wasn't blowing up balloons, and I wasn't holding hands with anybody. I voted for him for things that I heard him say and things that I supported. And I'm telling you, we're now beginning to see, and this is frightening the hell out of me, that there may be a very significant percentage of people that voted for President Obama that wouldn't know a health care plan from a game of Boggle. And these people are standing around. Now everybody's walking around with their thumb parked up their rear end going, what is a health care plan? What the hell is he talking about? Did I vote for this? I didn't vote for this. Did I really vote for this? Yes, you did vote for this. Yes, you did. The president overestimated the ability of those who support him to grasp the idea of a national health plan such as the one that he's presenting. That's number one. Number two, what would be necessary, therefore, is a learning curve extended much further than just 3 days, you know, like a couple of months. Okay, here it is. This is the thing. It makes sense. Let's go. Woo! All right. Yeah, hey, you know. And you show up and there's nobody there, man. Now, what has he got to do? All right, if you want to parade Obama out there, let me tell you something, Emmanuel, or whoever these stumble bums are that are running, you know, that are running the White House. I'm telling you right now, Karl Rove may be a lot of things, but he got stuff done. Emmanuel, I don't know what he's doing. Probably taking him this long to get the cable TV plugged in. All right, next up, have we got flushing toilets upstairs? I'm on that, Mr. President. Why don't you do something like this, Emmanuel? Put together a national educational tour, not town hall. We need to have a clear, if you will, curriculum on exactly what this plan represents. And if you want to have debates, we can have debate. We've got to somehow let people know what it is we're talking about here. They don't understand. You've got the at least the people that are making it onto TV, they're standing there with pictures of Obama as Hitler. They're talking about the T4 program under Adolf Hitler, the euthanasia program, comparing that to Medicare. I mean, outrageous, ridiculous, laughable comparisons like that, and I'm sure they think they are all erudite and bookish when they say, and the T4 program and the euthanasia and the thing. Well, that's great, okay? So you looked it up on Wikipedia, okay? Or as we say here on the Phil Hendry Show, Wankipedia. So he's got to do that. He's got to get people educated. He's got to show people the benefits of a national health care plan, one that is, for instance, used effectively in Canada. You've got to counter a lot of this propaganda. There is so much and intentional misleading information out there. It just drives your ape crap. And then what you have to do is then present it to the Congress, I think originating in the White House, a bill, and they can do anything they want with it. That might make a little bit more sense. I think the president relies too much on these clowns, Reid and Pelosi, for helping to sculpt, and this guy, what's his name, Hoyer, for helping to sculpt some of this legislation. I don't think they know what he's talking about any more than anybody that voted for him. I think they think that he's just a great guy, and he's all this and a bag of pork rinds. But, hey, they wouldn't know what he's talking about, man, if the cat was holding up big cards and the letters were like 9 feet tall. I think he left Pelosi and Reid in the dust about 8 months ago. I think they're still trying to figure out where he is. They're not getting anything done. They don't even know what he's talking about. Got a lot of work to do. And the guy that could help with this is that Emanuel fool. And we haven't seen hide nor hair of him ever since people found out that every other word with him was MFFS, you know, SOB. Apparently, he's got a very colorful language. I wouldn't mind hearing some of that right now if you want my honest opinion. I wouldn't mind a little clarity by way of just a good, filthy mouth chief of staff. That'd be great. All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. Now, coming up, GOP heavyweight Sarah Palin would lose in the 2012 election against President Obama. And we still have that story from World Net Daily on Obama being born in Hawaii when it was a territory. That's what they're saying. At least that's what they're saying. The Obama website is saying. The Obama website is saying that because, I don't know, some kid named Ricky is running it, and between that and Dungeons & Dragons. All right, 877-876, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Rahm Emanuel has to do is get President Obama out there in a town hall meeting so he can say, and explain the entire thing, and people will understand it, and they'll say, thank you very much, mein Führer. And it's this Hitler comparison. Desperate doesn't even begin to tell the story. Meanwhile, Sarah Palin, if she ran against Obama in 2012, according to a poll conducted today, which means it's basically worthless, but you know, it's fun to conduct a poll like that. I mean, she'd get her ass handed to her. She'd lose. Did you need to actually conduct a poll to figure that one out? A lot of these things, all you got to do is call me up, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen in 2012. As a matter of fact, we're going to deal with, in a few minutes, what do Republicans do in 2010 and beyond to win back the power? Is there something they can do? Do they just sit and wait for the Democrats to look like a horse's ass each and every day as they go about their business? Do they sit there with their thumb parked and go back to the smaller government is better government and not really say anything that excites people, not really show any kind of a leadership edge, not, in other words, do anything other than what they've been doing, which ain't been too good, man, because I don't know whether they noticed or not. There aren't too many Republicans around Washington these days. Now, they may want to, you know, up the numbers there, and there's a couple of things they can do. Well, we'll talk about that. 877-876-PHIL Clark in Phoenix. Clark, what's on your mind tonight?
Phil, I'm thinking about this health care plan. Reason I don't like it is I don't hear anything concerning, like, a tier level. You know, most insurance companies, whether it's car insurance or something, 16-year-old pays through the nose compared to a 35-year-old who drives safely. Same thing with health care. Why should I pay for the fat guy that's hanging out at the Whopper shop, getting a double cheese with extra pickle, extra onion, and then smoking cigarettes and all that? I think there should be responsibility for taking care of yourself.
But the way things are right now, you're paying for the guy that's being carted into the emergency room with a lung hanging out of his face because he might have been smoking 85 packs a day, and you're paying for it now as it is.
Well, you're right.
Because ain't nobody else paying for it.
Yeah, but we're paying for it in the emergency situation. What I'm saying is reward people with lower premiums that are at least showing some kind of a sign of taking care of themselves.
I haven't really seen the specifics of the national plan insofar as what you're talking about. I don't think everybody walks into whatever national plan office you walk into and says, okay, give me some of that there insurance, and it's the same for everybody.
I'm confused.
What we know is that it is a national plan that will be competitive, meaning whatever you're getting from a private insurer, which has the aspects to their plans, such as what you're talking about, you'll find a competitive, similar plan with the national health plan.
Okay, if I do change insurance plans, though, they want to know specific things. Do you have diabetes? Or, you know what I'm saying? Some of them even...
Yeah.
Some of the better.
But see, here's the thing, man. So many of these insurance companies, first of all, the legislation will be changed. It's already been changed. None of this stuff, you know, we're going to drop you because you've got a pre-existing condition, things like that. Everybody's going to be insured.
Yeah.
Everyone will be insured because
Bill. I mean, these costs are out of control. I mean, you know, my wife's on a medication, costs her $200 a month. And it's ridiculous.
The goal is to get everybody insured, man. So if a private insurer isn't going to insure the fat ass that you're talking about, and he can't find a good plan with the National Insurance Exchange that he can afford that'll cover his fat ass, the national plan will cover his fat butt.
Okay, glad you're talking about it, and I want to hear more about it. But can I make
one
more comment?
Go ahead.
That dude is funny, and he's... He's one of the wittiest sidekicks on radio.
Like that, bud?
Yeah, what did he say?
He said you're funny and you're witty.
Thank you very much. I'm not trying to be witty so much that I want to be informative of, you know, whatever's going on. Are you insured by a plan?
I imagine you got health care, right, Clark?
What's he laughing about?
Yeah,
he does.
All right. But you're not fat or anything like that, right?
I'm a little overweight, but I work out every day, swim an hour a day.
All right. Well, so if you're fat, do you pay more? Do you pay like on a fat? I don't know. They don't call it a fat plan. Are you got a fat plan, or do they call it a fat?
Well, no,
fat plan or fat ass.
But when I go to the doctor and I get picked up, I pay a copay. And if I'm on medication, I was on 5 medications a few years ago. I'm down to 1 because I've decided to take care of myself. Quit smoking. Quit drinking. Took care of myself.
What's a copay?
Never mind. So this gentleman's taking care of himself.
No, I understand, but it's just about a fat... They call it a fat-ass plan. I wouldn't want to call it that. But you got to have a plan on a fat-ass.
They don't call a fat-ass plan, man. They don't call it that.
No, I know that. The guy's not talking to you.
All right, listen, Clark, thanks so much for your call, man.
Thanks, bud.
And we're glad that you got yourself that fat-ass plan that's being offered by the government. Yeah, if you got a big fat ass on you, man, and you're about ready to drop from all manner of cardiac arrest, pulmonary disease, embolism, your brain's going to explode in your head, and at the bitter, bitter end, you need insurance, man. Uncle Sam's there to cover your butt, okay? Now, if it costs us a little more to cover you, and when I say you, I mean me too, because, well, I'm not that fat, but...
Fat enough.
What do you mean, fat enough?
Well, you're fat enough for the fat ass plan.
What fat ass plan are you talking about, man?
He's imagining they got a fat ass plan. The government got no fat ass plan.
They gotta have one.
All I'm telling you guys is the following. So it maybe we have to spend more to provide care for some big tub of guts like that. Okay. The idea is that the American people are saving money by not spending as much on their health care because the prices have been brought under control. And so, therefore, we have more. We have a more productive economy, and we have a higher or broader tax base. We're bringing in more taxes. That's what happens during good times, as you know. Taxes come pouring in, baby. And that's always the argument. Well, let's just cut the taxes. And if we cut the taxes, people will earn more and eventually they'll pay more taxes. You know, and that's a good argument, except when you're in a very acute state like this economy is in right now. Anyway, I could continue to explain or I could move on here with our analysis here of 2012, 2010, 2012 and beyond.
But what, but you're on Metafast, so you're going to be skinny soon anyway.
Well, that's true, bud. See, I don't have to go on the fat-ass plan because I've dropped about, right now, I have dropped 20 pounds on Metafast.
Yeah, MetafastPhil.com.
MetafastPhil.com, exactly. All right, our number is 877.
Why do you even host the show? I could.
877-876-Phil. I'm hosting the show. Thank you.
Phil Hendry.
Yeah, but I could. I'd be there. I could.
Phil Hendry.
What do you mean you want to do your Dudley Do Right, man? Do you understand that Dudley Do Right's an old cartoon? Half the people watching don't even know it.
I want to do the Dudley Do Right because I worked it out with Robert.
Yeah, I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play Nell's father, and he's gonna be Do Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna be Do Right.
You're gonna be Do Right, huh?
Yeah. Listen, I'll save you, Nell. You're going over the falls,
Dudley. I think before you go to the falls, there's some paperwork you have to do here at the RCMP headquarters.
Yay, very good.
How about that, man? How do you like that voice?
What about mine? Mine was good.
Will you guys get out of here with a Dudley Do-Right? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Before you save Nell, there's paperwork at the RCMP headquarters.
I'll save you, Nell.
All right, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as you know, we are dedicated to the proposition, the truth being our bitch. We're going to lay it on you, baby. Lay it on you big time. See, a lot of people will tune in, they say, oh, you like Obama, you must be a liberal show, huh? You think of that? No, I just like what makes sense, okay? I just want things to start moving ahead, man. I don't like being stuck in neutral, if you don't mind. Now, the guy's president, he's got a plan, it's going to save us some money. It's freaking out a lot of dumbasses who think it's Adolf Hitler. Which is it? Is it Hitler or is it the commies? These cats can't even... You understand, folks, that when you got arguments like this, it's a communist, socialist, Marxist, Leninist. No, it's Hitler. Well, one was National Socialism, the other was sort of like Workers of the World Unite. There's a distinct difference. And then we have the government is going to drive private insurance out of business, but private insurance won't be driven out of business because the government never put a public program on or operated a public program that was ever any good. And it's all like putting good money after bad. These people are desperate. Give me an argument as to why the thing won't work. Don't give me this socialism, this Marxist-Leninism, that. I got out of the third grade. Thank you very much. Now, maybe that works at some of these town hall meetings where some of these people go, where the average IQ is just above that of a newt. I don't know where these people are hanging out, but when you're talking to Phil Hendry and many of the people who listen to my show, you got to come with something a little stronger than the T4 euthanasia program of Hitler. Good for you. You looked it up on Wikipedia. Hey, all right. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on here to Mike in Boston. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What's on your mind tonight, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
I'm good, thank you.
We're talking about health care, and you know, everybody's talking about the national health care system. I'm all for it. I think a universal health care system would be a lot better. I'd be willing, as I pay a $628 a month premium as it stands now for single coverage through a private insurance. And I only make $22,000 a year. So,
woo!
You
in a union, man? Or, oh, no, $22,000 a year, that ain't no union. I was going to say.
I think what should be done is I'd actually be willing to pay an extra 5 or 10% either a federal or state, you know, income tax. I'd be more willing to pay a tax that everybody should have to pay into a universal health care system and eliminate the insurance companies, because I only go to the hospital twice a year and I still pay a $628 a month premium because I have a pre-existing back injury. Now, I'm only 30 years old and I hurt my back 5 years ago, and since then I've had to pay an additional $400 a month to go to the hospital twice a year for a physical checkup.
Well, first of all, Mike, I agree with you. And Obama agreed with you. And I know Obama's reasons, and I know yours, and I know mine, for universal health care being the best system. And we illustrated that on the show about three, 4 nights ago when I said if we were starting from scratch, as the president was saying, here is the better way to go because the private insurance way is in a, is it, it's not proficient. It is not efficient. It's a money waster. However, living in the country that we live in that celebrates free enterprise the way America does, as well it should, and it celebrates the individual the individuality of our citizens more so than maybe other countries, to propose a universal plan now, President Obama has said, would be going against the cultural and social grain of the country, not to mention the economic and the business model. We have a private industry that we can't just crap can. So we have to work our way into it. And, you know, the American way has always been to adapt or take old models or ways that perhaps Europe does things and others and to try to tinker with it and improve and, you know, create an American system. I agree, though. A single health care plan is the most efficient way. Good luck explaining that to people that are running around with Hitler posters and Joker posters and, you know, screaming Heil Hitler. You know what I mean? I mean, forget it. It's just, you know, God bless you, man. I agree with you. Yeah. It ain't going to happen. The next,
The other thing is, sorry to cut you off there, but I wasn't
trying.
And as you know, Massachusetts adopted the insurance rule there where everybody has to have insurance. I mean, regardless, you have to pay for it. Now, like I said, I only go to the hospital twice a year for my physical checkups. And, I mean, so why do I have to pay out all that additional money throughout the year anyway? I mean, insurance is only in case something happens. Now, if something doesn't happen, I mean, shouldn't I get...
Yeah, what if something does happen? What if something does happen? What if something does happen? Look, there's two things we know.
I mean, like Progressive and all the car insurance agencies, they just went through a major overhaul and... You know, I mean, a lot of them are actually giving money and giving a lot more benefits.
Well, wait. Well, let me ask you a question because I'm confused. Do you live in Massachusetts where you got to have insurance and you got insurance, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're also
into buying it when they adopted their new policy.
Right, because if you didn't have it and then you got in an automobile accident and they dragged your ass into an emergency room with like one leg that's still in the ambulance and your head is kind of hanging off by a tendon, then they got to treat you and you don't have insurance, so somebody has to pay for that. Guess who gets to pay for that? So what they decided to do is get you insurance and now you got it and now there's not the you know, excuse the insurance companies use for jacking the premiums. But I'm not exactly sure what you're telling me, other than I can say this to you, Mike, with all assurance, that there are two things in life, and I thank you very much for your call, brother. There's two things in life that are sure, death and illness. Death and illness. Don't worry about it. It happens, and as soon as we figure out...
Why did we buy Alaska in the 1950s?
Then we can figure out how to keep people, you know, anyway, 877-876-PHIL. Now, Sarah Palin can grab voters' attention whenever she wants, but they're not ready to put her in the White House, not by a long shot, in the 2012 presidential election, if it were held today, and Palin was the GOP candidate, she'd get wiped out by President Obama, a new Marist poll showed on Tuesday, this according to the New York Daily News. The Marist poll. I believe they're on Real Clear Politics. We use the Real Clear Politics site. They do an average of all the nationally respected polls. I believe Marist is there. Although if you're Catholic like me, the first thing you think of when you see Marist is you think it's like a group of nuns, you know.
Are the nuns doing it? Are they the ones that did the poll? And hold on just a minute. Nell, I'm here.
Just shut up with the Nell.
Man, you can't keep doing Nell. You gotta have me do... Here.
Dudley,
will you guys get out of here?
Are there nuns doing it or are there not?
No, bud. There's no nuns conducting political polls as far as I know. However, not a bad idea for you, lady nuns. Why don't you do that? Anyway, only 33% of registered voters would go for Palin compared to Obama, 56%, with 11% undecided. Obama would pull in 92% of Democrats. Palin would get 73% of Republicans. The president would clean Palin's clock among almost all voting groups, kicking ass with independents, kicking ass with, men, kicking ass with women, whites. As shocking as that sounds, even whites would break ranks and vote for Obama. I'm joking.
Oh, but you're saying a racist thing, though.
No, I'm not, but I will tell you this. Why is it that we have to bust it down if there isn't a race problem in America and if there isn't a, you know, there isn't a race dynamic like we often speak of, and people are saying it's overblown, it doesn't exist. How come African-Americans want to vote for Obama, and but the whites, not so much? Latinos, 62% to 27%. The only region where Palin held Obama under 50% was the South, where Obama had 49% to 38%. Okay. So what does all of this mean? What it means is this. There is still a huge question mark that floats above the Republican Party in terms of its leadership, its direction, its philosophy. What does it mean? What does Sarah Palin mean? What exactly does she represent? Now, I don't think she helped her case, and as I've said many times during the campaign, I never got the Palin hate. I didn't understand why it was that, you know, David Schuster, among others, was all over this woman, if you'll pardon the expression, just talking about her endlessly because he was doing a little
ass covering
so he could keep his job there at MSNBC. But the fact is, she was painted with a brush the likes of which would only have tar and feathers on it. Were this another time, another day, another era. So they really hated her guts. She's a conservative socially, yes. A lot of women didn't like her because of her stand on women's issues like, a woman's right to choose and so forth. Then she comes along and starts saying this stuff about the evil health care plan, how they're going to start gassing grandmothers, sticking them in vans and piping it in from the exhaust. And then she turns around and says, let's chill it out at these town hall meetings after she says all this explosive stuff. So in the very least, in order to grab some national attention and to articulate as clearly as she can and as early as she can exactly what it is she stands for, she came off a little psycho. You'll pardon me for saying, but when you say that something's evil, just, you know, introducing the religious element, a little religious lexicon, creeps people out. I know it does me. I'm sorry. It just does. So her first foray, I would say, has not been the most successful. That means they got to find somebody else. Let's just say that this holds through 2012 and the party elders and leaders say, I don't think Palin's the, she's very attractive. I don't care. She's going to kill us. We're going to get killed. Now we got to find somebody. What about Romney? Oh, that Mormon. What do you mean Mormon? What's his stand on the abortion deal? I think he's pro something today. I don't know. Get that guy nailed down on that pro. If you could get him to turn pro-choice instead of that whole pro-life, pro-choice, Romney, figure it out, will you clown? Because, frankly, he is an attractive candidate for a lot of Americans, some Democrats included. He was the governor of a northeastern state where there's a hell of a lot of Democrats. A lot of them know him. A lot of them like him. But that doesn't answer the question, what about the Republican Party? What is it? Well, I'm not about to define it for them. I've already said that Michael Steele and the move that he made when he became the chairman of the Republican National Committee, I believe, was taking the party in the right direction. He was immediately preempted by Rush. Because Rush is Rush, and a lot of other lesser lights and people who are nowhere near as entertaining or articulate, and he had the legs cut out from under him, but I mean quick. And the next thing you know, you got a power struggle in a party that doesn't need anything like that. So here's what's happening. By 2012, which would be a little more than a year from now, the Democratic Party will have showed itself to be either A, moving forward judiciously and carefully, but nonetheless expeditiously with reform of health care, and it looks like this baby's actually going to get done. The president will have gotten out there. He will have put the great communicator to the test. He would have said, I'm going for the trophy. He would have sold it, and they'd have it moving and grooving, and the economy, while not doing well, would have bottomed, and maybe, just maybe by summer, we're seeing a little improvement in unemployment numbers. The Republicans probably haven't got a prayer in hell outside of some of those stronghold states. Why? Is it because the Democrats are doing well, or the Republicans still haven't been able to say what it is they am? Well, it's the latter. They still haven't been able to tell anybody what they are. And in the process, while they're trying to articulate this, what do we got? We have a party that has found common cause with others opposing the health care plan. And they are now in common cause with bigots, imbeciles, racists, all kinds of wackos, cats with beanies on their heads and propellers, every kind of weird ass. I mean, they got cats ailing, you know, sending out emails about monkey this and N-word that. And national Republican cats are trying to distance themselves from the state guys because the state guys are out of control with some of their people. I mean, you got to take a flamethrower to that party. You're giving the Democrats more weapons to choose from come 2010 when the congressional race is on that you guys have devolved into sort of a fringe party representing real kooks. And still you can't articulate what a Republican Party platform is. So, 2010 looks like it's still owned by the Democrats. Now, when you get around to 2012, and they haven't gotten off of Sarah Palin, if you'll pardon the expression of saying getting off of her, and Obama's running around going, but people still love his ass, then you still got a problem. I say by 2012, A, you've got to figure out what the party platform is. You've got to get more liberal on social issues, such as being pro-choice and pro-gay marriage. I don't give a damn what your freaking base and core tell you. You got a younger generation of people who are very liberal on those issues. If you want to exist past next week, you better get with it. You kick out all of these bigots and these jackasses, whoever these guys are, you kick them out of all of these positions of responsibility. You hone that economic message. You hone that national defense message. You take it on back to those basic principles that Goldwater and, you know, everybody loves his ass, man. Nobody wants to quote him anymore, though. And by 2012, baby, you got that thing just smooth. I mean, polished up. That is streamlined. They got new tires on it, man. You've got nitroglycerin in the tank, and you're ready to rock it. And by 2012, either Obama will be ready for you or he won't. But at least you've got something you can stick there at the start line, man, waiting for the thing to turn green. Otherwise, you're still fooling around with Palin. And you better smack some sense into her, too. My guess is she ain't going to be running for president. Like I said it 2 months ago, she's not running for president. So forget it. You're going to have to figure out who it is. And right now, smart money says Romney, but that can change dramatically. There's no question. But Romney, in order for the smart money to go on Romney, he's got to get smart. And I don't mean a TV show either, bud.
No, I'm going to...
Shut up with the Nell, okay? 877-876-PHIL. Still to come tonight, the Out of Material Award. Yet another for World Net Daily. We'll tell you why and who they are. Coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. For our Out of Material Award, and this is an award that we give to a variety of people or agencies, entities. And, you know, we often say on this show that there is a media war going on. There are all kinds of websites that are going belly up because they got nothing to say, man. I mean, after they tell you their favorite color and what their birthday is and, you know, and where they're blogging from, they got nothing else to say. You know, it's like Twitter, cheaper versions of Twitter. And we have no problem. We have no problem at all publicizing sites that otherwise should not be publicized because they are examples of what we call, well, sites that are out of material. Now, WorldNet Daily, which is feeling the pinch, WorldNet Daily is feeling the pinch of this media war. They at one time might have been respected as a news site, but now they're nothing more than a conservative blog, and there's nothing wrong with that, please understand. But nobody pays any attention to them because some people think that they may be a Christian right-wing blog, and then it gets real boring. You know, it's not that it's bad, it's just dull, right? So WorldNet Daily is trying to stick their nose above the sludge. They're trying to be seen above the fray. They're trying to... Well, they're trying to scrape off some of that cow dung and smell a little bit more like lilacs as they prance across the field of information. So what WorldNet Daily has decided to do is hitch their falling star to the Obama Ain't Born in America wagon. And what have they found? Well, of all of the stories that WorldNet Daily's been publishing, and I mean, these guys have been on this more than anybody else, that Obama's not from America, Obama's from Africa, his father's black, haven't you noticed? His mother was white, so they say. Is that now they feel that Obama was actually born in 1957, or was he? They're not sure, because that's what it says on Obama's official MySpace page. Now, never mind that his Facebook page says that he was born in 1961. Whitehouse.gov says that Obama was born on August the 4th in 1961, and Facebook says that he was born on August the 4th in 1961. The MySpace page, which is operated by somebody in with pimples in the White House, I guess. I don't know who runs the Barack Obama MySpace page. That says 1957, which means, or it says that his age is 52, which means he would have been born in 1957 when Hawaii was a territory. And so on and on this goes. No real legitimate source for any of this information. MySpace? WorldNet Daily doesn't know whether Obama was born in America, was born in the Hawaiian archipelago, or, you know, whether or not he's actually president. Maybe they think that Biden's really president. Anyway, the Adam Material Award going for the sixth consecutive time to WorldNet Daily. Oh, my God. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming up, Robert Novak is dead. Well, that's not really... Well, you know what I mean.
Phil Hendry.
No, Robert Novak is dead.
Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.